WFP, on behalf of the UN and the humanitarian community, is facilitating the flow of humanitarian assistance coming from the floating dock. And this process involves the coordination of the arrival of the trucks, their registration, loading and transfer of the commodities coming from the floating docks to the trucks, and then dispatching it and sending it to our warehouses across Gaza, notifying our humanitarian partners who might have commodities on those trucks that their commodities is in our warehouses. And from that point on, we distribute the commodities that were intended for us to distribute in various areas around Gaza. The humanitarian situation, particularly with regards to hunger and food security in Gaza, remains to be catastrophic. Once again, hundreds of thousands of people have fled for their lives. They're displaced, many for the seventh time. And with each displacement, they are becoming more and more vulnerable and have exhausted whatever coping mechanisms they have been using to survive. Now, any additional route and opportunity to increase the volume of aid going into Gaza is one that is welcomed by the UN and WFP. And in that respect, we welcome the US Floating Dock Initiative as a supplementary route to the already existing land and sea routes. However, since the 6th of May, the two southern border crossings, the two arteries for getting aid into Gaza, they remain to be either closed, inaccessible, or partially functional, whereby a trickle of aid is coming through. And what that means is that barely any aid is going into Gaza. Our food and fuel stocks have almost, if not entirely, run out, particularly in the south, and we're not getting the regularity and consistent flow of supplies we have been calling for the past 7+ months. And this is critical to respond to the massive level of needs on the ground. So it's not about opening a crossing for a few days or even weeks. The situation requires all border crossings to be open every day for weeks and months to come. We've seen the impact of prolonged closures in the north, and we don't want to see a similar scenario in the south. So we continue to call for a humanitarian ceasefire and safe and regular and sustained access into and within Gaza to reach people who need our support wherever they are, and of course, the protection of civilians.